It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And a good Friday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here in the studios with you. And Monica's not in the studio. Oh, she's here. She's back. Okay. Monica wasn't in the studio. She was out visiting with Maynard because it's Maynard's birthday on Sunday, Monica. Did
okay,
you know that?
Okay, so here's two things, you guys. If you have a card, that's awesome. Throw some money in it. This is per Maynard's request. Put some money in it and send it to Maynard Meyer, in care of Q92. Now, if you don't... For his retirement fund. So, and now, another thing to remember, if you can't get somewhere for a card, just throw it the cash in the envelope. That'll work fine, too.
Toss it in the mailbox.
Yeah, that's Maynard's request. It's his birthday on Sunday, so...
Happy birthday to you.
So Maynard's just requesting money for his retirement fund, so Post Office Box 70, Madison, Minnesota.
That's awesome. We got that done.
All right. Monica, when you walked in the studio this morning, my mouth hit the floor. You look awesome this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's one of those days that we think, we wake up, we want to be thankful for everything. It's in July, it's hot, and I am going to dress like I'm going to go on a cruise ship.
You definitely are.
I just feel like it's kind of flowy, so in the wind, you know, the wind could catch the flowiness of it. Yep. It just feels wonderful on, and it's bright. It's lime green, black, and white, because the meaning of the show today is black and white again. Black and white is back.
All right. It's always black and white day almost.
Yes.
But that's
and
good.
And then I paired it up with a black and white hat.
Yep. This is what Monica's wearing today.
Yes. And it's on Facebook, thanks to Paul Ramel. Yep. And I think I quick did it. I was waiting by the train this morning in Dawson. And then when I'm calling my hubby on the way here, he reminds me that, oh, Monica, you could have taken a left and gone all the way down past the golf course. And you wouldn't. I said, well, there's a train track there too. He goes, but you can take a left on the highway and you don't have to go that way to Madison. And I'm like, oh yeah. So now I know I'll never be stuck by the train.
That's right. Yeah. Well, let's go a little more detail what Monica's wearing this morning, because it's so awesome. It's like you're going to a wedding.
Yes. And that's the key to this show. It's about weddings.
Okay.
Because they're coming up. There's some in August. There might be some still in July, in September, in October. We got weddings back. So guess what? Oh, no. Monica, I was going to wear this one dress, you know, for the wedding this weekend. Yeah. And guess what? It doesn't fit right. What can you do for me? Come on in. I'll help you. Now, I love scenarios like that because I love to help people get the perfect dress for an occasion.
Right. So would you describe that as a leopard print with you?
A lime green leopard print? It kind of is, but it has some areas where there is more leopard print, and then there's some with circles. I ain't going to lie. I fell in love this dress when I seen it at market.
Okay.
And I thought, I have to have that. And this company is a little bit more expensive, but it's made in the USA. And I know no one is going to walk around with this dress on.
Okay.
I have a pretty good indication.
Yep.
You know, yeah, some other person could have sold it to somebody, but highly unlikely.
Yep. You won't see anybody else wearing that.
Right.
If you go
highly
to a wedding.
Unlikely. Yep. Highly unlikely. And that's a woman's scare. So I do have a catalog of dresses, and then, yes, I bring some in too, but if somebody is looking for something special, I love to help them find something special, because when I was all starting out doing all this, I started out as the personal shopper.
Right.
And that's why I ended up starting my own business, because I couldn't find anywhere to find the stuff. I couldn't personal shop because there's nothing out there.
Yep. So, hey, talk about the statement jewelry. You're wearing your shades with your cap. Talk about the
Well, you know, I have to finish the look, right? So the look is, I always wear sunglasses. And everybody says, why don't you wear glasses? I'm sure I will someday. But since I've been a little girl, I've always worn sunglasses. Don't ask me why. I've just been attached to sunglasses. Yep. So I think, you know, everyone should do to protect your eyes.
Right.
And so I feel that this is part of my look today because, you know, I have to have the sunglasses match my outfit.
Yep. Right? It's a matching.
So, yeah, I have white sunglasses with black lenses polarized. Yep. And then I have my black and white sun hat, which will go with my swimsuit also, and which will go with my striped little dress, like, right over there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I'm really, really hammering in on dresses. Because right now it's hot, mm-hmm. and the best thing ladies out there to wear is a fun dress.
Okay.
And my dress is got a black top to it, so it's very stretchy, and then it's kind of fitted in the bodice, and then it's flowy where you like it, and then I have a three-quarter sleeve jacket that goes over it, and it is so comfortable. Now, I could mix and match this if I wanted, and put this with a black capri and a white top, or I could put a black over piece over this dress so it isn't mm-hmm. so, because it is right. kind of loud.
Right. It's loud, but it's a good loud.
It's a good loud. Yep. And so it feels like it just screams summer.
Well, I tell you what, when you walk in the room, everybody's going to stop what they're doing
Uh-oh.
And looking. It's awesome. Okay, you brought a lot of other apparel here, and we're going to Monica Nice.
There you go. Good job.
Monica Nice.
Yes.
What you brought in. So let's go around the room here in the studio, and a lot of things hanging up.
Yeah, so I put these on Facebook, too. There's the awesome trio of three that I used on Maynard in your bulletin board. Those three dresses.
Yeah, hanging on our bulletin board, yep.
The middle one is considered a golf dress, but you pair it up with a pair of cute little sandals, and you wear that to a wedding, too, because it's cute black and white. It doesn't have to be just for the golf course.
Right, so you can wear that outfit golfing.
And then, I got a wedding at 5. What the heck? Throw on some more deodorant and keep the dress on.
There you go.
It is so stinking cute. I wanted that for myself, but it never got in my closet because I'm too late on that one. But it is really, really cute. And then we have a short sleeve one, which I thought was in this hodgepodge.
You got to get closer to the mic there, Monica.
There's a short sleeve version of the golf dress, too, and I put that on Facebook. I think that's on my business page.
Okay.
It's got a short sleeve, stripes down the middle, stretchy fabric on the in the inserts, and that is super, super cute on. Now, these dresses must go in your wardrobe. Why? Because Sally Sue next week has a luncheon, and then the next day she's got a shower, and then the next day her husband wants to take her to this business meeting. Oh, my word. Throw that dress in. You can wear it to all three. Yep. Different people you see. Come on. It's a workable outfit. And then the first one is a three-quarter sleeve knit dress. It has pockets and a little circle in the back. Now, that's cute just to throw on and go. And then the third one is kind of similar colors of what I have on. It's black, white, lime green. And it's the famous sleeve that ladies like, three-quarter sleeve. They want to hide the yay.
The yay.
But I'm telling you, girlfriends, that yay can be tightened up if you water your flowers. And if you want to lean in your house, and I do this once in a while when I rest outside, if I get too much sun.
Yep.
I lean against my house.
To build a muscle.
My house, and you kind of use some of these muscles. I mean, we got to keep using our muscles because we need them.
How about women that have the pipes? They don't wear that. They show them, right?
You know the story, Paul. We said it before. Sun's out, guns out. And then over here is a striped little fun knit dress. Now, that might not be as dressy for some people, but they could still throw it on with a little bright yellow jacket, or they could throw it a hot pink jacket, or they could wear it over a swimsuit, travel in it. It's just cool. And the little black and white polka dotted dress. Look at how cute is. Come on.
Yeah, that's a short polka dotted dress.
Yeah, but you know, you throw on your white or your black little capri leggings. A lot of these weddings that are coming up, people just don't know what to wear. Oh, it's in a shed. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the scoop. I say dress like you're going to a wedding because you are. Because most of these sheds are not just like your typical shed with the, you know, they are
nice.
Nice. And they're all decorated.
Yep.
So make sure that you dress how you feel most comfortable. Because trust me, other people will be all dressed up.
Yep.
And, you know, I feel like it's been a long time waiting for a lot of these weddings. We need to respect and go to these weddings all dolled up.
Yep.
In respect for them. Because it's been kind of stressful lately for weddings.
Yeah. A lot of People love to dress up, don't they?
They do.
Really, deep down inside, people love to dress up.
They do. Yep. They just have, I don't have any reason for it. Well, you can go out and eat in that dress and look cute. Yep. Oh, really? Yep. Yeah, you can. If my mama always said, if you look good, you'll feel good. Yep. And it's the truth. Now, next here is my sleeveless dress. It's flowy. It's got hot pink flowers on it. And the base of it is black and white stripes. And a V-neck in front and back. Now, this is a hot pick. Why? It's cute on. It's flowy. And it screams summer. But Sally Sue does not want her arms to show. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I'll Monicanize it. So we put a black sheer overlay.
Yep, the sheer, yep.
And your arms look fabulous with this.
Yep.
You can't help but feel good in this.
Yep.
And then you pair it up with the black hat if you want.
Awesome.
You know, if you're sitting out in the hot sun, these hats are really good.
I was just going to ask you that. It's for sun protection mostly.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
But the styling, it's you're looking good on.
Well, the styling is huge, and I don't do this very often. I really wanted to really doll up today because I just figured this is the time where people are dressing up for weddings and they don't know what to find,
right.
Or they've gone to St. Cloud and they've gone to Sioux Falls and they've come back shattered because they just haven't found nothing.
Right, but you can find them at Monica's.
You can find it at Monica's. So here's my black and white theme here. Here's a sheer little blouse with a black and white top underneath for that lady that does not want to wear a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pair it up with this little white capri.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
All dolled up and a place to go,
yep.
Right? So, you know, you can find all these looks at Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson. And I'm right across, kitty corner across from the school.
Let's go this one before
we do that. I thought you were going to ask me, you know. I know when you put the peace sign up, there's maybe a couple minutes left.
Yep,
hi.
Yep.
So guess what? This is one of my flip-flops that is blingy. It's black. And guess what? It would go in the suitcase with all of this.
Yep.
And the main thing is, because people have called me for packing ideas. Do you got any more of those travel necklaces? Got a few more in, black and silver.
Wow.
It goes with everything. No woman should bring 50 pieces of jewelry with, or 50 pairs of shoes.
Right. So that's what that's called, a travel necklace.
Yep. I came up with that.
Oh, you came up with that.
Yes, of course, right? But it's black and silver, and then it goes with everything.
Yeah. I noticed the lime green. You got the lime green on that dress. You're wearing lime green. That's hot.
So you know what?
For summer?
Yeah. So here's the scoop. I'm so glad you brought that up. You're so good, Paul Ramo.
Okay.
Lime green, hot coral. Those are all screaming summer colors.
Okay.
And we're into heavy summer. Yes, some of my store is going to look fallish. But we didn't forget about summer. We have to embrace it.
That's right. We got a lot of summer left, so go to Monica's, shop Monica's, and she'll help you Monicanize things.
I sure will.
Where
and you know, even if you have to bring some, I wanted to make sure everyone knows this. Even if you want to bring something in from your house or your closet
to show you
that you want to see, what else should I do, Monica? I need jewelry for it or whatever. I have no problem with that. I love to help you.
All right. When you open.
I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I just got another shipment of marigold flip-flops that would go with this, too.
All right. And Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street, right?
Yes.
Right by the school.
And check for my hot pink golf cart right in the front yard, you know, and all my flowers are blooming. Ooh, it looks pretty.
All right. It does. Your front of your house, business.
Embrace summer.
Embrace it. Thanks for coming in and looking like you're going to a wedding today.
And don't forget Maynard's birthday.
That's right. That's Sunday. Okay. There you go. Another Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan.